USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Waivers having expired, a 25% tariff on steel imports and a 10% tariff on aluminum imports will take effect today, even for U.S. allies like the EU, Canada, and Mexico. And those allies are now retaliating after President Trump imposed those big tariffs. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying these U.S. tariffs defy common sense. The Trump administration says it's to end unfair trade practices and protect American workers. Today starts the Atlantic hurricane season.
NOAA, as you know, has predicted that this season will be near or above normal.
DHS Chief Kirsten Nielsen talking about the government's hurricane forecast. A revised forecast from Colorado State University experts says it will be a near average season with 14 named storms, six of which could become hurricanes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Through these series of meetings, I'm confident we're moving in the right direction.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo referring to meetings he's had over recent days in New York City with a very top North Korean official who is now headed to Washington, D.C.
Vice Chairman Kim Jong-chol is now planning to travel to Washington to deliver a personal letter from Chairman Kim Jong-un.
No word yet, of course, on what's in that letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump, but many speculate it's expressing an interest in continuing with plans for a summit, perhaps on June 12th as originally scheduled. Also, North Korean media is reporting today that Kim remains committed to denuclearization. President Trump says he will be granting a full pardon to conservative firebrand Dinesh D'Souza. The president tweeting that D'Souza was treated very unfairly by the government. The controversial filmmaker was charged with breaking campaign finance laws. He pleaded guilty but has never served any prison time. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Our drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The reward is nearing $50,000 for any information that leads to the arrest of a man suspected of killing a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee this week. Stephen Wiggins is accused of shooting Sergeant Daniel Baker on Wednesday. Baker was killed while responding to a report of a suspicious vehicle in Dixon County, which is west of Nashville. A woman who had been in Wiggins' vehicle at the time of the shooting has been arrested and is already charged with first-degree murder. At least two sponsors are now pulling their ads from Samantha Bee's TV show after the comedian called Ivanka Trump a vulgar name on that TBS program. Auto Trader releasing a statement saying they're suspending their sponsorship of Full Frontal as a result of her, quote, offensive and unacceptable comments. State Farm also suspending its advertising, saying it's reviewing any future sponsorship of the show. Bee did apologize for her obscene remark, saying she, quote, crossed a line and deeply regrets it. TBS releasing a statement saying Bee's comments should not have ever aired. And a planned SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station postponed. It was scheduled for the middle of the night, but because of weather concerns, it's now set for a new launch date in late June. The Falcon 9 rockets to carry a European communications satellite into space. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.